Michael, you had your lap yesterday. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was quite good. I couldn't imagine to think what was going through these guys' minds at a, you know, double the speed that we were travelling. You know, we were sort of waving at the crowd, even though it was a fairly fast wave at the crowd lap. You know, we didn't have much time to take it in. But, you know, what comes to mind here is just exactly what it is. It's something, it's a place you can't afford to make a mistake. And so for people like myself who have only ever raced enclosed Grand Prix circuits and so on, it's not something that you can fathom. And, you know, it's really not something I could do. But it does highlight the amount of dedication and focus and commitment they have to their sport to be able to sort of run around here so quick.
It must be quite scary to think that only 15, 20 years before you were winning in Bike Grand Prix, this was part of the World Championship.
I'm glad that I started 15 or 20 years after it stopped.
So you maybe might not have won five if it'd been around here.
Well, you know, it might have been a bit different. I guess there was a few people back in those days who would skip this event as well and still go on to win a championship as well. So that's just the way it is, you know. This is really one of the forms of sport, motorsport, that hasn't evolved, you know, like Formula One. You know, this, I guess back in that day, there was other circuits where were almost as dangerous, if not as dangerous, as this is part of the championship. The sport moved on, but this place hasn't. And it's a bit, little bit like Formula One as well. Like, they still run Monaco, but the place is a lot it's a lot cleaner than it was, you know, with all the barriers and the cars are a lot safer. Here, it's the other way around. The track really hasn't improved, and the bikes are faster. So it's actually... you know, the bikes are a bit better, but the speeds increase sort of, you know, probably twice as quick as they were doing 30 years ago. And you know, that's what they love. So that's just part of the parcel. But as I say, it's the last place on the planet of this type of motorsport where it hasn't evolved.
So TT riders are real men, yeah?
I don't know whether, you know, I wouldn't say that the likes of Rossi and the other guys aren't real men. I'd say it's just a different application altogether. You know, this is just about doing something what you're so passionate about. And, you know, I've heard other people sort of the similarities between this and climbing a mountain. Well, you could probably say the same thing, because if you climb a mountain and you get it wrong, the results are pretty much the same as getting it wrong here at the island.
And very quickly, have you got a tip for this morning?
Yeah, the New Zealand guy sort of looks to be going pretty quick. Didn't he win the Super Sport or something? So yeah, he's going good.